that I get 2 minutes of witty banter, and I set my witty banter clock right now, and you're cutting into my witty banter. So I want to contribute to this witty banter whenever possible.
Oh, absolutely. We can absolutely do witty banter.
I love that. I love it.
It's going to be like 3 minutes. No.
I set my witty banter clock right here. It's counting down. I tell that the suspense is getting to me.
Well, you're already in the witty banter, baby.
You already got in here. See,
it's that easy? Oh, my gosh.
It's that easy. We take it easy in the woman's cave.
You know, it's funny. I've been taking witty banter courses at the Learning Annex at night, and I think they're paying off.
Yes! I feel like I should be like, Jumbo, please.
Right?
I feel like I should have done that. Like, I don't know. But anyway, I'm Jane.
And I'm Alona. And we remember to introduce ourselves.
High
five on the professionalism.
Man, we are bringing it today.
I've seen your other interviews. I know what a big deal that is because you guys all... We forget to introduce yourself, so that's a big deal for you guys, and I absolutely am very impressed with you being able to do that. I always
professional, maybe one day you guys will be professional. That's why, but we're going to keep striving.
Gotta
have your goal.
Because the same thing happens to me. I'll go out and I'll meet a woman in a bar, and we'll talk for 30 minutes and realize, oh, I never said who I was. You probably just assume I was a server.
Why are you not scared?
Don't be scared.
You scared the narcissist.
Don't be scared.
you and I did like the minimal amount of research on each other before we got on the camera with one another. It's like, it's literally interview 101. I failed because I'm like, what if I say something completely wrong? And then I realize, wait, I'm me. I'm going to say something completely wrong. I may as well just dive head into it.
Okay, so this is how we live. Guess what? We have the hand I throw it serious because we do crazy stuff all the time. People are like, oh, my bad. Well, can I say I'm sorry and excuse me and back it up? No?
Hey, we got a whole group called National Cojones Day, which is a specific day where you go out and do something you might regret, but you always wanted to do. Anyway,
fully support that idea. Fully support that idea. I call that a weekday.
So how did you come up? I mean, not come up with that, it was your dream child. So how did you bring it into fruition?
You know, it's funny. I mean, nobody comes out of the womb wanting to be a talent manager that I'm aware of. And every time I see that, I think of like a little fetus with like a headset phone coming out, being like doing deals. which I'm sure is insensitive to someone who had watched this. But I you know, apparently I'll be insensitive to everyone at some point or another, I'm sure. My dad's a judge. My mom's a novelist. So genetically speaking, you put those two things together and a talent manager is usually what comes out. I started in the mailroom at a talent agency that merged with another talent agency years ago. The agency I started at was an agency called Endeavor, which was at the time was very, you know, like the cool spot to be, because, you know, whatever, it's a fun, sexy place to work. And it's the agency that if you ever watched Entourage, it's the agency that Entourage is based on. So there is a real Ari. His name's Ari Emanuel, and he runs this agency called Endeavor, which then merged with William Morris and became, shockingly enough, William Morris Endeavor, which probably took all of 2 seconds for them to come up with that. I then was promoted there to the TV lit department, so I was assistant to an agent who, you know, worked for writers and directors, which was not my thing. I always wanted to be a star maker. I wanted to help actors become famous, take someone from not famous to famous. And so I worked there, and then I ended up working at another agency called APA for years, about a year and a half. I was working in the appearances department, so we represented like Kardashians and the Girls Next Door, the people who make a lot of money but weren't going to win an Oscar anytime soon, obviously. Which reminded me that those are the kinds of folks that I could appreciate that kind of business, but they weren't going to be the kind of actors I wanted to represent. I wanted the people that were, the out left field successes, the people that you never saw coming, who because of that became far more memorable. And after that, I ended up working for a Shia LaBeouf's manager as a junior manager, a gentleman named John Crosby, who's been in the business a long, long time. And then as it came up to my 30th birthday, I wanted my own company by the time I was 30. I had only 6 months left. And I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't have a company and some credit card debt. So I bet I could solve both of those problems by opening my company. So I came to the office I'm sitting in right now, actually, a little over 3.5 years ago, and slapped a credit card down. And now I got a wonderful company with wonderful managers and a whole bunch of United Miles, which is great.
Nice. Okay, first of all, we appreciate the United Miles. We appreciate that. Because we have been stuck home for 10 weeks.
Yep.
For 2 years, we've been on tour. So this is the first 10 weeks that we're not. And so we're like, yo, we appreciate you. Anyone who travels right now. If you come on our show and go, you travel, we're like, we're so jealous.
Well, the thing about it is, growing up, my dad used to just be so excited about his Hilton Honors points and his United Miles. And when you're a kid and you don't pay for anything, you don't appreciate that. But then, once you start becoming the adult, you're like, I get it. I value that better parking space at Hilton, and I get a free bottle of water when I check in. I'll take it. Very exciting times.
We're Hilton Honors members too. We love it. Favorite is the end of the week, though.
So now we can sell this whole interview to Hilton, and we'll get some.
We'll go some back end deal. I'm with that. I'm totally with it.
Manager, so he would know how to do that. He would.
So anyway, that's the story of how it came about. And now, sorry, what was that?
Go ahead. You're more important than me.
I know.
You own half of a business.
People are here for you.
Oh, Lord. As soon as you post this, you saying that, people are going to cut that out, and it's going to be race war.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This is how you truly know he's in L.A., right? This is how you know. He knows the PR behind it.
Oh, my gosh. Whenever there's a scandal. And then that's the other thing, too. I'm way late for my scandal. I haven't had my scandal yet. I got to have a scandal. So you guys got to let me know just so I can get it out of the way. It's like a flu shot. You got to get it out of the way early,
Oh, we're going to read about it in Variety if you have a scandal.
We're excited.
Not yet, but I feel like everyone has their scandal and I'm being left out. So,
figure it out. It'd be, I don't know. If I can figure out a scandal that comes with tea, that'll be my scandal.
I was sitting there and I was drinking my tea and then craziness ensued and I was in variety. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, exactly. So anyway, literally take a bullet for, although, oh, I'm breaking up.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit.
For a second, I thought you said we were breaking up, and that's not something I could ever get over, so I'm glad that it's just a video.
Yes, L.A. So cute to live in L.A.
I know. I love it.
I'm loving it.
I love it.
Wait.
Oh, man.
You can also tell.
So anyway.
Mm-hmm. You can also tell.
As I was saying, I mean, it all boils down to, you know, bullet four and represent people that I would also literally take a bullet for. It's fascinating, and it really is a dream come true. So it feels like a very straight line from 8 years ago to now, but it was a very serpentine journey at the time, for sure.
So I do have one question I've been dying to ask.
Oh, no.
For a while. I know we have three of them, but I'm still asking, what the heck does a manager do?
Oh, man, that is the question. I probably answer that question 30 times a day. And the answer is, it's there's two answers. It's very simple. Both of them are very simple. There is the legal difference, and then there's sort of the de facto Hollywood difference, basically what we do on a day-to-day basis. The simple difference is that managers are not licensed and bonded by the state of California to procure work for their clients, and agents are. So it's not my job to get my clients jobs. Now, if every person like me stopped doing that throughout the day, then about 80% of the people who are working on whatever show you're watching would not be working, at least not this in the same way that they are before, right? So we obviously do whatever we can within the scope of the law and ethics to better the circumstances of our clients' careers and to build, I hate to say build their brand, but at some point to build their brand to the point where it's not only profitable for them, but also for us, and is something that will sustain them for the rest of their careers. And that manifests itself in different ways for different people. You know, sometimes people find a big career in Marvel movies and they never book anything on TV. Sometimes they find themselves only on TV and they never book an indie film. It's really about finding someone that you feel like you could spend years of your life with and basically having a platonic marriage. And hopefully finding a way to profitability for both of you. What the difference is on a day-to-day basis usually is agents tend to have more clients and they tend to be less thoroughly involved in their clients' careers. Managers, what it boils down to basically, we tend to be there before the money's there. Agents tend to be there after the money's there. Now that is just a generalization. There are many agents out there who work hard for their clients before they make them any money. There are many managers out there who only want to jump on when the clients are already making money. It really depends on the circumstance. But at the end of the day, it's good people doing good work on behalf of good people. That's the basis of what we're supposed to do.
I like it. Okay, so we have decent managers.
So we have the PR spin, but we got it straight from my LA manager's mouth.
I know. And guess who gets to keep their job? All three of them. So thank you.
And you know, our managers are gonna laugh with us on that one. They're gonna be like, "Y'all are funny. Y'all wasn't going nowhere." We're like,
"We know." Anyway, so talent managers, what's the most fun thing you guys get to do? Do you guys get to do like the Oscars on March 4th and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, we actually, I don't know if you want, our office is literally blocks away from where they hold the Oscars, so I could put the computer up and I could just, you know, put it and show you down there where it's all at. It's blocked by a couple of buildings right now, but yeah, I mean, I can step out my door, and one of my favorite things to do is to grab a cup of tea and to walk down Hollywood Boulevard while they're setting up the Oscars and sort of remind myself that like 8 years ago I was an assistant and all of this stuff. It's nice to think of. But to be honest with you, a lot of what I love about this job, but personally, I mean, people will say different things. But I personally love the conversation. I love the diplomacy, and I love the politics. You know, all three of those things are simultaneously also the things that I hate when they go wrong. But it's a privilege to do something that is not only interesting but enjoyable, and then also makes you money. Those things, most people don't get a chance to do those kinds of things in their life. So even when there's a crappy Hollywood day or someone does something wrong, you wake up the next day and realize you get to have interesting conversations with interesting people. And it's a pretty amazing life. You know, it's very, I think bottom line is it would be arrogant of me feel like the world owed me anything at this point, including in my job, you know. So there's not much that could happen that would make me feel like I would be interested in doing this job, at least at this point, at least until my scandal breaks, of course.
Yeah, no, we're looking forward to that.
But we do get to do the fun, I mean, we get to do the fun stuff, you know, and sometimes, but I think what people think, 10% off the stuff, and then you get to go to a fun party, you know, right. it's good fun.
Exactly. So I was like, it's kind of like what over on our end,
it's kind of like the rewrites. It's like you write your novel, it is all good until you send it to the editor, and then they give you a new one, and then you have to do
well, I don't know if you guys realize this, but my mom is actually a best-selling novelist, so she knows all about that. It's a lot of times people in their mind, they like to see themselves doing what it is they do, but they don't want to put the work in to get there, you know. Writing a book, being a manager, whatever the job may be, you have to enjoy the process of doing it, all of the minutia that comes along with it, and you have to enjoy the problems. I know it sounds weird, but you have to enjoy the problems, otherwise everything is going to throw you for a loop. Absolutely everything.
So for someone who on our side, we have this one little guy, he wants to be a full-fledged manager one day, and we promised one day we would hire him. But anyway, what would you tell anyone like him that's aspiring to, what would you tell them to do?
You know, there's a book called The 48 Laws of Power that was very popular a few years ago. It was sort of a history book meets a personal development book meets a self-help book. I think it became very popular. Basically, it used examples from history to prove how you should to put together 48 laws that would allow you to gain power and to keep power. It's somewhat Machiavellian, but one of the chapters talks about respecting the way things were done before you try and change them. And I think one of the things that newer managers, newer representatives do is they think because it's a gold rush kind of town, people can make money overnight, they think they can just show up and have a couple clients and just make some calls and people are going to care. It doesn't happen that way. You have to respect the structure before you try and change it. So what that translates to for your friend is if he has great clients, great, start calling on their behalf, you know, do the great work. But my recommendation is do it what it is that I did and some others did before. Start in the mailroom at a talent agency and you work your way up until people care enough about your phone call that they pick up the phone, you know. But here's the thing. If this friend of yours happens to be best friends with Justin Bieber and Justin says, that guy's my manager, well, then he can do pretty much whatever he wants. You know?
So, oh, he wishes. He so wishes.
But that's awesome.
We are a good 7 minutes over.
We are.
People are like 7 minutes over, and I'm like, I don't care.
So we are over, but where can people find you if you want to be found?
Yeah, I was like, it's not likely that you want to be found, but you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the things is, from the beginning, we are the community-based management company. I don't want people to feel that we are trying to push them away so that we can feel or you know, appear to be second. We are already second. We have 3 Facebook pages for our various different, clients that we look after. We have, you know, Twitter and all that kind of stuff. There's no website or anything like that. No man.
It's 2 weeks, but it's only for 24 hours. But anyway, I was like, shoot,
we should have done it in person. Come on into the office. We got plenty of space here. Absolutely. Yeah, we just scrap this one, and we'll do another one. I'll wear the same shirt.
You don't have to scrap this one. People are going to really enjoy this. Trust and believe me, they are. I enjoy it. So that's what I did. I had an absolute blast.
That's what I'm going to say. You guys out there, please love it also. And now we're at the end of our show. I guess we have to wrap it all up. Just remember, I'm Jay.
And I'm Winona.
And you can find out everything that your ladies are doing at the Ladies Cave. The Ladies Cave.
Wow. You're just going to plug. You want to plug somebody else's podcast today?
Granted.
Granted.
and WeThought.com. And just remember, you guys, that wisdom is all around you. If
you're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys, from Winona with the 2 nails that are going to get done at the shop today.
And Jay, bye-bye.